I'm Dan Klefstad with Illinois News. Why are people leaving Illinois? Analysis by the Better Government Association indicates it's not necessarily high taxes or pension debt. BGA senior editor Bob Sector says there might be something to learn from Minnesota, which is the fastest growing state in the Midwest. It also has the highest taxes in the region.
If the point you keep on drumming home is that taxes are the root of all evil and that's driving people away, it doesn't fit that narrative.
Sector says rural areas continue to lose population, which is typical across the Midwest. Meanwhile, in Chicago, the African-American population has been dropping and fewer immigrants are moving to the city. In other news, a lawyer with experience leading investigations of government bodies has been chosen to evaluate the Illinois House after several sexual harassment scandals. Susan Stevens has more.
House Speaker Michael Madigan and a panel of eight female lawmakers chose former State Executive Inspector General Maggie Hickey to review House operations and procedures. Her appointment is in response to sexual harassment complaints against two men who worked closely with Madigan, Representative Lou Lang and House Clerk Timothy Mapes. Hickey also served as Governor Bruce Rauner's Executive Inspector and Chief of Staff for former U.S. Senator Peter Fitzgerald. She'll be paid $500 an hour from the House's operations budget. Lawmakers expect Hickey to root out mistakes the House has made, especially related to discrimination and harassment, then offer up solutions. I'm Susan Stevens.
Northwestern University revoked the honorary degree it awarded Bill Cosby 2 decades ago. The Board of Trustees unanimously voted in favor of the action after the comedian was convicted in April on 3 counts of aggravated indecent assault. This is the first time Northwestern revoked an honorary degree. Cosby faces sentencing in September. The Trump International Hotel and Tower in Chicago is one of the largest users of water from the Chicago River, but records show it never met EPA rules for protecting fish. The Chicago Tribune reports the building siphons nearly 20 million gallons a day for its cooling systems before pumping water back into the river at up to 35 degrees hotter. Trump Tower officials did not immediately respond to the newspaper's request for comment. I'm Dan Klefstad.
And I'm Jennifer Fuller. The SIU Board of Trustees will hold a special meeting later this week to talk about placing System President Randy Dunn on leave and appointing an acting president. The meeting is scheduled for 10 o'clock Thursday morning on the SIU Edwardsville campus. Earlier this month, Trustees Joel Samburski and Phil Gilbert called for a special meeting of the Executive Committee, but Board Chair Amy Scholler questioned the legality of the committee's potential action. Citing the group's bylaws, Scholler says only the full board can take action to remove or suspend Dunn's employment. Samburski canceled the Executive Committee meeting for this week's special full board meeting. He says there's new information that supports his call for an outside investigation of President Dunn and a need for him to go on leave. Elsewhere in the news today, the Department of Veterans Affairs is scheduling a town hall meeting in Southern Illinois to talk about the agency's health care. Spokesman Kevin Harris says Wednesday's meeting in Harrisburg is designed to get feedback from veterans, their families, and other beneficiaries of the health care system. President Trump earlier this month signed a bill that would expand private care for veterans as an alternative to the VA system. The $51 billion measure builds on legislation passed in 2014 that was in response to a scandal at the Phoenix VA Medical Center, where some veterans died while waiting months for appointments. I'm Jennifer Fuller.